It is, as always, in love and light and peace that I, the Ascended Master, take this opportunity presented to me to communicate with you the guidance and teaching of the Masters of Light. Open then your minds and hearts to me, that you might discern the truth within my words, that you might feel the energy and intent of this transmission, and be blessed by it. These are troubling times, difficult in the extreme. The world is confronted now with images, with stories, with truth, which is distressing. We must not turn away from that which is presented. We must look into the darkness in order to be motivated to find light, to make light. But at the same time, we must take action in order to ensure that we are not contaminated by that that we see, to such a degree that we feel lost and helpless in the quagmire of sadness and pain. Light workers are often sensitives. It is the very nature of the healer to be empathic, the very nature of the seer to be open to subtle vibrations and frequencies which emanate from people's minds and hearts. The sorrow, pain, and sadness experienced at this moment in time by the victims of war and by those sympathetic to them is like a great wave that flows across the world, a wave which can all too easily sweep us with it in its path, paralyzing our ability to help, preventing us from finding hope, from seeing light, from being able to marshal our energies and help those who are in need now. And so, we must do what we can practically and spiritually to safeguard ourselves, so that we can preserve our usefulness in other ways, so that we can still tap into our love and light and hope and play our part in bringing peace to the world. Practically then, you may from time to time need to separate yourself from the constant news feeds that we are all too easily bombarded with in our day-to-day lives, giving yourself a break, a day off from hearing and seeing this horror, so that you might de-stress, so that you might clear yourself of negative energy, so that you might regroup and restore your power and reconnect to the light of the divine. Spiritually speaking, you must protect yourself psychically. You must work on filtering out negative energy from the collective consciousness by working as you did during the height of the pandemic, with the occipital lobe chakra found at the base of the cranium, sealing it with golden light or the image of the flower of life, in order that it might be protected from negative force. And also, there is a breathing technique, simple and yet powerful, which can be employed almost anywhere in order to engage the power of the higher self, the soul, in transmuting the negativity that you hear and are subjected to instantaneously, serving a powerful function for the world in clearing away the shadow and restoring the light. The breathing technique is simple. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. But as you do so, use the tongue in your mouth to activate certain meridian circuitry, which can in turn instigate a greater downloading of the soul's light, so that the soul can transmute the negativity that you are subjected to. Not just the negativity of the news, but the negativity and pain generated by those who are directly influenced by the horror, helping to clear the space for them and around them, so that they can operate more in a space of light, connected to the divine, not shut off by the darkness and horror of their immediate experience. So, when you listen to the news, when you read the papers, when you listen to the radio, breathe in through the nose and bring the tongue to the roof of the mouth, just behind the front teeth. Breathe out through the mouth and lower the tongue to the bottom of the mouth, just behind the lower teeth. Breathe in through the nose, raise the tongue. Breathe out through the mouth, lower the tongue. As you repeat this, you may feel a sensation in your brain, a vibration or warmth. A certain centers are activated, which will in turn cause an inverted activation of other centers within the brain, which in turn will help to download, anchor and ground the light of the soul, the higher self. You need do no more than this, holding the intent only that you activate the light of the soul so that it might transmute the darkness. It is very important at this moment in time that you do what you can do, practically, physically, mentally and spiritually, that you continue to send healing, to pray for peace, to utilize your power to cleanse the space in which those people find themselves, to help the newly dead find the light. It matters not how you do it, but just that it is done regularly, daily if possible. We must build the positive intent, creating an ever accumulating focus of light. Miracles require tremendous amounts of energy, and this kind of energy takes time to build. We must work on building that energy through our daily practice. And at this moment in time, it is not essential that we practice the same thing, only that the ultimate intent and outcome is the same. An ending to the war. Peace for the people of Ukraine. It is also important that we continue to focus our light on the people of Russia and on those people in the Kremlin. We understand that this is difficult to do when these people are considered to be the aggressors. We know it is difficult to send light and love and peace to those who seem to be hell-bent on perpetuating and escalating this war. But it is here, in a way, that the light is needed. Because this is the root cause of the malady. This is where the fire has been started. And it is to here that we must apply the water to extinguish it, the love to extinguish the hate. I know this is difficult, but I remind you of its importance. I remind you too of the importance of sending light and love and peace to the people of Russia, so that they might find the courage to do what they can and need to do in order to place pressure upon their government to end this conflict. It is important in all of this that we maintain a general focus for peace. If we endeavour to focus on a specific outcome, what we might consider to be a solution to the problem, then we will endeavour to bend the energy in a specific way. And that may circumvent the more direct route that the energy wants to take in accordance with universal law, which would enable the situation to be more easily and quickly resolved. Also, we must be cautious when endeavouring to create a specific result, as this can sometimes directly involve the overthrowing of the free will of man. And this, of course, can be seen as black magic. We must then maintain a broader point of view, a broader focus. Peace. Peaceful resolution. Peace. As Master of the Seventh Ray, I am patron of the Violet Flame. The active principle of the Seventh Ray and the Akashic Energy, a power which has been known to have transformative effects upon negative energy. You can call upon the power of the Violet Flame through me as its patron, or through that angel that is the living spirit and intelligence of its power, Zadkiel. The flame can be applied to cleanse and clear Ukraine of the great, powerful, negative psychic energy that is manifest there at this moment in time as a result of suffering and pain. This power can also be applied to Russia and to the Kremlin too. Bear this in mind then, when endeavouring to do your practice. Keep heart, dear ones. Have faith. In love, I leave you with my love. I leave you with my light. I leave you with my peace. And I leave you with this truth.